Hello, I am Shin. Today, I want to share with you about Shoko and Mr. Simon's interview. Please listen.
Hello everyone. Today I'm going to interview Mr. Simon, Simon Hunter. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Shoko.
The topic is ELP teacher. I chose this topic because I take many English classes and I thought that working as an ELP teacher is very hard work because the teacher have to prepare for classes, take all students' assignments and grade them. So I want to know that when teachers feel happy, sad or the other things in their class. And I have some questions for you.
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. First question, how many classes do you have in this semester?
Okay, this semester I teach 5 comma a week and 4 different classes.
4 different classes.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you the names of those classes? No?
No.
Okay. Okay, so 4 classes and 5 comma. A week.
And how many students do you have?
That's a good question. About 130.
How much time do you spend to prepare for the classes out of school?
That's a good question. Before the semester starts, I spend a lot of time getting everything ready, all the materials ready, and the Moodle website ready, and creating the syllabus. Even if it's not a new course, I always spend some time in the vacation getting ready for the new semester, so that might take me 20 hours or so.
Oh, you're so busy.
And then during the semester, probably about an hour and a half for every class. But sometimes, like now, we just have many writing assignments coming in our writing class. So that will take me about 5 or 6 hours of work this week.
Do you sleep?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay. And next question. What makes you happy or sad in classroom?
What makes me happy is when students learn things and their English improves, and students realize that too, and they can do things at the end of the course that they couldn't do at the beginning of the course. That makes me very happy.
Please tell me about your most happiest thing in your teaching experiences.
Gee whiz, that's a difficult question. Wow, I have many, many, many happy experiences. Can I tell you two? I'll tell you a recent one, and I'll tell you an experience when I was a beginning teacher. Recently I received an email from an Oberlin graduate who took this online writing class 2 years ago, and she told me that she had just got a job at a magazine in Tokyo as a writer and an editor, and she said that she got that job because of the writing class that she took. So that made me really, really happy. And years ago when I was a beginning teacher in Japan, I had a high school student. I used to teach at the Tokyo YMCA, Semon Gakko, and I had a student there who wanted to enter the speech contest. And he had a kind of accident with his lip, and he had a very great difficulty in pronouncing Japanese and English. But he asked me if I would help him, and I worked with him every afternoon practicing his pronunciation and working on his speech with him, and he won the Tokyo area speech contest. Yeah, and that made me so proud.
Yeah. And last question is, do you like your job?
Yeah, I love my job. The thing about being a teacher is that every day is different, and I get to work with lovely, energetic young people like yourself. And I get, you are the future of Japan and future of the world. And if I can help make a difference and help you learn, then that makes me feel very happy too.
So that's all. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure, Shoko. Thank you.
When I listened to this interview, I was moved. Especially Mr. Simon's second experience is very good. I think Mr. Simon is a very good teacher. I want to choose his class next semester. Anyway, I think Shoko is a very good English speaker. I want to speak English like her. So I think I should study English more. I will do my best. Thank you, Demon. Thank you for listening. Bye.